T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
My goodness, New Orleans is
New Orleans.
I feel bad for those folks. And they said they had almost no warning?
Well, this morning they had a flash flood emergency, which is a step up, more severe than a flash flood warning. They had 3, 4, 5 feet of water in the streets in the French Quarter.
Crazy.
And again, keep in mind, New Orleans is sinking. Most of the city of New Orleans is below sea level. It's like a bathtub. And they have pumps and they have levees. And most days they can keep the city mostly dry. They poured billions in after Katrina to try to reinforce the city. But it's still kind of a ticking time bomb.
Yeah. Who thought that was a good idea, by the way? Well, I have an idea. Let's build a city below sea level.
Well, it wasn't always below sea level. Mm. But again, you suck water out of the aquifers, the land sinks. And so it's a problem. And I know there were some people who thought after Katrina, which killed over 1,000 people,
horrible.
Hey, let's move New Orleans. You know, we've never abandoned a city in the United States for any reason. Mm-hmm. It's our nature. It's in our DNA to rebuild.
Sure.
Life goes on. We're going to build a bigger, stronger. I get that. But New Orleans is especially vulnerable, and Barry may drop as much as 20 inches of rain just west of New Orleans on top of what they already got.
Boy, he's a real jerk.
So I'm worried. The Mississippi is forecast to crest in New Orleans at 20 feet. The levee height is 20 feet.
Jeez.
So in theory, if the Mississippi goes above 20 feet, water would be coming in from the Mississippi into downtown New Orleans. So, again, we'll see. But it looks like the first full-blown hurricane may be forming in the Gulf by Friday and then turning north and tracking right over Louisiana on Saturday. And the real concern is not so much the winds. We tend to fixate, is it a Category 1, a Category 2? This will probably be a Category 1, so a minimal hurricane. But the big concern is the amount of rain.
Mm-hmm.
And increasingly, and something I didn't realize until yesterday, I was doing some research, the last 3 years, 2016, 2017, 2018, 83% of all hurricane fatalities were water-related. Only 4% were due to the storm surge. That's when the tides rise rapidly out ahead of the storm.
Mm-hmm.
8 in 10 deaths caused by flooding inland, in some cases hundreds of miles inland from the coastline. So it becomes a quandary. Let's say you want to get out of New Orleans. Where do you go? Do you go to Shreveport? How far away is safe enough?
In Shreveport.
People escape, get into their vehicles.
You go to North Dakota if you don't want to be underwater. That's where you go.
But most people don't. They go a few hours away, if that. They don't want to drive that far for a lot of good reasons. But it does become a quandary. What is a safe spot? So anyway, hopefully I'm in alarmist mode, bad as I think it's going to be, but I do worry about New Orleans. And the other thing, too, is where do you put a couple of million people? You know, Metro New Orleans, if you try, you can't move everybody.
You put them in Iowa. Right? I mean, at some point, that city's going to be unlivable, like a lot of the coastal cities in our country.
We're going to have to retreat.
At some point, it's
going to be a slow motion retreat.
You look around and you say, my city's underwater. I'd rather not tread water for the rest of my life. I need to move.
Miami Beach, you know, on borrowed time. At some point, parts of the city will be unlivable because the water's rising. And that's not a climate model, a much maligned model. Mm-hmm. That is putting a ruler in the water and watching the water rise.
That's what I'm saying. Like, writing's on the wall. You have to go somewhere.
But it's the greater fool theory, right? I'll get a mortgage. I can get a mortgage. I can buy a place in Miami.
Get a cheap mortgage.
Because there's going to be somebody dumber than me that I can sell my condo to. down the road. But
you better buy it on a high floor.
At some point, the house of cards will come toppling when you can't get flood insurance. When flood insurance is no longer available, even from the government, that's when the house of cards may come down. But again, I hope New Orleans escapes relatively unscathed, but they've already had severe flooding today, and it's going to get worse here. And this is just the opening salvo of what could be another pretty bad hurricane season. Last year we had Florence. Last year we had Michael, which hit the Florida Panhandle, turned into a Category 5 before coming ashore. I drove through that, Jor, when we were there in February, and very little had been done. Very little had been cleaned
up.
No recovery. Still blue tarps on the rooftops, signs up.
Well, that's it. If you're not even going to fix it.
Billboards with lawyers
touting,
hey, you know, turn to me if you're looking to get some money. Mm-hmm. It's a real problem.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.